Parliament will start rounding up its activities from today. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the majority leader, Gladys Avoka, said the House has put in place a committee to oversee the transition into the sixth Parliament. He described the activities of the fifth Parliament as a successful one, having passed into law several landmark bills and approved vital loans. He spoke to Augustus Akui.
We are reconvening on Monday, 17th of December, and then we will close on the Friday, 21st of December, and then we'll go on the Christmas break. We intend to come back on the 3rd of January, 2013, and then this Parliament will be dissolved on or by 6th of January 2013. The new MPs will be sworn in around the 5th or 6th of January. And then the Speaker will be elected before the President and his Vice are also sworn in on the 7th. The committee is in place and they are working out these modalities. And the new MPs will start their session. So the life of this Parliament will end on the 6th of January 2013, latest.
How successful will you describe the work of the fifth Parliament?
This Parliament has chalked a lot of successes for Mother Ghana. I can say without any contradiction that we have passed most of the important laws in the governance of this country. One, it was during the life of this Parliament that we passed the Petroleum Revenue Management Law together with the Petroleum Commission Law, which will regulate the management of the resource, just like the Forestry Commission. You know, there was no legal framework to govern the resource that we're getting from the petroleum exploitation. We're also able to convert the IPS into a full University of Professional Studies. We are also able to pass the Presidential Transition Law. I'm happy that it's as a result of this law that the President put in place the transition team to prepare the country towards the swearing in of the new executive or the new president and vice come January 7, 2013. Financially too, this Parliament has been able to approve some of the best loan agreements for the development of this country.
Are there any other ones that you wish this Parliament could have done but you were not able to treat?
Yes, there are a few pieces of legislation that came before us but which we could not take due to pressure of time. One of them is the interstate succession bill, which we have to pass into law. We also have before us the right to information bill, which is still at the joint committee level.
Mr. Avoka also said arrangements are being made to accommodate MPs from the additional 45 newly created constituencies.
Before we went on the recess for us to have the elections, and even then when I came back, I had opportunity to meet the clerk of parliament to find out the arrangements that they have made so far to accommodate the new numbers of 275 members. As of now, we are not changing the office space because we can't, that will take time. What they are planning to do is to put in place a different set of chairs that can accommodate more people than the huge chairs that we have now that occupy a lot of space. If you watch other jurisdictions like the House of Commons, etc., you realize that they only have benches, more or less, that they say they don't have tables and the rest of them. Besides that, the 230 members do not take all the seats in the House. We no longer have space so that functionaries who are not members of Parliament can normally attend to the House during ceremonial occasions like State of the Nation address, budget reading, and the rest of them. So we are doing the necessary engineering come 7th January or thereabout. The 275 members will be able to be accommodated in the chamber.
Job 600 is going to house your offices. How far has it gone? Will it be ready by the 7th of January for you to start work?
I regret to say that from the briefing I had when I came, job 600 is not likely to be ready on the 7th of January. Too many contractors are involved in the building. And while some contractors are normally ready to progress, one or two contractors may be holding them back for one reason or another. Originally, they were to hand over in June this year. They were shifted to September and then to December. From what the clerk told me, it appears that it will be sometime in February or thereabout that we can have the full benefit or services of job 600. So I know that when the new members of the parliament come, they may have to do with that offices again for about 1 month or 2 months. And then sometime in February, March, they will have the benefit of these offices before they go on the Easter break, God willing.
That was the majority leader, Cletus Avoka.